Today's Daily Boost is brought to you by Bluefin Fitness. If you have decided to keep exercising at home, like a lot of people, Bluefin Fitness is going to help you get in the best shape ever. I'm going to tell you more in a few minutes. You need to hear about Bluefin Fitness. But for now, head over to bluefinfitness.com and check out their wide range of home gym equipment. How are you? Here we go. It's the most beautiful time of the year for some people, exciting for some people. The holiday season is coming. It's also one of the times of the year that's very, very conflicting for some people because here they come. We're traveling, we're getting together for the first time in a year. A lot of us are. And that means Uncle Tom's going to show up and stuff's going to happen. Things are going to get said. A little bit too much wine, a little bit too much beer, some spirits, and stuff gets said and conflict happens. So today's show is about that, and you can use it in every other part of your life as well. But it's going to happen very soon, so hang on for the ride. It is the Daily Boost from MotivationToMove.com. Every single day, it's stand up, it's take a step, it's repeat, it's expect what's going to happen. Now listen, I'm a real practical guy. And some people say, Scott, how can you look at the world for exactly what it is? Sometimes it's not so pretty, and still get upbeat and positive. That's the whole thing. That's how you get happy in life. That's how you have a truly joyful life. When you just accept the world is what it is, stuff happens, things get said, people do things, you get knocked over, you got to get back up again, and you go, okay, let's do it. I know, it's kind of weird, isn't it? But that's the way it works. If you hang around long enough, like 40 or 50 or 60 years, you'll figure that out. But we'll talk a lot about conflict today. Hey, it's me, Scott. Good to have you. Thanks for stopping by. Yes, by the way, I know I sound like an imitation of myself and not even a good one. I've been recording daily lately, and the weather snuck in, and the voice went cracky. I'll do the best I can not to screech today, I promise. Our sponsor today is Bluefin Fitness, and I got to tell you, in the past year and a half, it's been crazy. So many people exercising at home, and that has created a problem. It's incredibly difficult to get quality home gym equipment, the stuff you need, and that is where Bluefin Fitness comes in. Now, Bluefin Fitness makes premium home gym and wellness equipment at reasonable prices. So two things I want you to know today. First, you should visit bluefinfitness.com if you want great quality equipment, if you don't want to pay sky-high prices that others are charging, and if you want to avoid that garbage on the used market. Have you seen that stuff? It's terrible right now. Prices are crazy. Or maybe you don't want to wait 2 months to get what you want. Great equipment, stupid cheap prices, and no supply chain issues at all. Bluefin Fitness is a worldwide company with a variety of home gym products. It's family-owned. You get a 12-month warranty on everything. So look, I talk to a lot of sponsors when I vet them for the show. There are very few that make me say, why didn't I know this was here? Bluefin Fitness is one of them, and they are awesome. You need to check them out. So the holidays are coming. Black Friday is just around the corner, but the truth is, Bluefin Fitness has Black Friday deals all November for you. So go over there right now and get the discount right now today. Head over to bluefinfitness.com. Check out their range of home gym equipment right now. bluefinfitness.com. Whenever I do a title that has anything to do with conflict or leadership, either one, doesn't matter, people look at it. They get interested. So when I put them together, it's interesting because people kind of freak out. What do you mean? Leaders look for conflict. It's true. They do. It might be a little bit over the top, but I know you want to be a better leader no matter what you do. But you don't want to hear anything about conflict, do you? In real life, you don't want it to come your way. You want things to be easy and calm and cool. That's cool. Why can't we just get along? Well, listen, coming up here very soon, you're maybe going through what I just went through. Every year at this time of year, somebody in my family, we have five or six households here within about an hour of where I live. Our family, a little bit spread out, but still in Central Florida. And about a month ago, the conversation starts to happen. So where are we getting together for Thanksgiving? Who's going to have it this year? I want it here. I want it there. Are you going to go there? What are you going to do? And then suddenly people just, I don't know why, they get kind of like, I want it. You had it last year. And it starts. And I just sit back and just like, I relax. Because I learned a long time ago to expect it's going to happen. Expect people in the nicest way to bump into each other. They're just going to do that. And we'll figure it out. And we have, by the way. We know where we're going, which is kind of cool. We're actually driving away for Thanksgiving. That's awesome. Because the only bad thing is I have to drive. The good thing is I don't have to cook a bunch of stuff here. So saying the word no is something that kind of creates conflict. It is the most powerful word you have. I think you should say it more than you are right now. But still, when you do, when you say no, you kind of put a block up and it creates conflict in things. Saying yes, when others agree or disagree, I think sometimes can even be more difficult. Again, why can't we all get along? Well, the answer is we can. However, the truth is that conflict is always going to happen. When does it happen? Now, it might be argued that conflict happens when you get together with yourself. Have you ever done that? That's weird. Okay, let's get real. Come in here a second. I know, but I spend a lot of time with myself and a lot of time with other people. I can tell you that almost everybody I know is in conflict with themselves at some time. And it kind of makes you mad, doesn't it? But anytime in real life that two or more people get together, there is a chance for conflict. Especially if you have a common goal. And everyone is on the same page. Wait a second. Everybody's on the same page. We have a common goal and there's conflict. Yeah, it's going to be there. I know you don't like that, do you? You don't expect that. Why should that happen? What? We're on the same page. We agree with each other. We want the same result. And there is still conflict. Have you ever worked in a team environment? I bet you have. And everybody has their own way of doing things. And everybody has to find their own place in the hierarchy to get things done. And it's really difficult to do. And it's hard to believe when you think about it. We all want the same thing. Everybody's going for the same goal, and yet we're bumping into each other. Can't seem to get along. It's not that, though. So it's not just a matter of how positive your project is. It's not just a matter that everybody has a different idea about how to reach the outcome. Everybody has a different right way. Everybody has a different wrong way. You may have noticed that. But as a leader, and you are a leader, come forth. You are a leader. Whether you're running your household, you're running your family, you're running the baseball team, the softball team, you're running your office, whatever it happens to be, you are. But you approach conflict like I do. A simple why in the road of progress. That's it. Things are going to change. Whether we agree or not agree, a decision is about to be made as part of the process, and that leads everybody to the outcome they desire. Now, even if everybody has a different direction that we want to go, we're still heading the same direction. And that means little iterations, little lefts and rights all along the way. And if you have your mind on that, you understand. As a leader, as a mom, heck, as a mom and a dad, as a manager, anybody responsible for moving forward eventually will learn to simply accept that conflict is that decision point when it happens. So really think about this for just a moment, because a lot of times people get really upset. Why can't they do this? Why can't I do that? Why do they have to get in the way? Why is the no? Come on, let's just do this thing. You take a breath. You sit back. You expect it. You know what's going on. Oh, one more thing. Get a little closer here. It's entirely likely that you will be the only person in the entire room that has heard anybody even talk about this. And it's sitting in the back of your mind somewhere, and you're going to see it happen. It's going to be like X-ray vision. It's going to happen. You're going to see the conflict pop up, and you'll be sitting back going, wait, I see what's happening here. I see where everybody's coming from. What do you do? Well, you don't get emotionally fired up, do you? Other people get to do that. You don't scream and yell. Other people get to do that. You don't freak out or something else in a creative way because other people get to do that. No. You could. You're really good at that. I know you've done that before. We all have. And if you had to fire yourself up right now, scream and yell and freak out, admit yourself right now, you'd be good at it. Just admit it. But is that what you want to do? Not really. It doesn't get us anywhere. It doesn't get us where we want to go. Conflict, remember, is just another step in the process. It's just something that has to happen. There's nothing in there inherently good about it or bad about it. It's just something we're going through. If you think about it like that, you can navigate it easily. You may not have thought about it like that before. Taking those emotions and setting them back and taking that 30,000-foot view, looking upon what is happening, understanding everybody else around you very likely is not even thinking about it. And if you understand that, then does it really matter? No, it doesn't. What matters is getting to your outcome. You want a really cool secret? That when you're focused on getting to your outcome and you're not freaking out like everybody else and you are self-aware of what's happening, you will likely get there. In fact, the faster you accept that conflict is just going to happen, the sooner you can resolve the obstacle and the sooner you can reach your goal. Everybody's going to respect you. They're all going to appreciate you because, hey, you were calm and cool. You got us through it. They also remember you for helping to achieve the success that everybody achieved. Pretty awesome stuff. It's pretty cool. So what do you have going on this time of year? What do you have happening? In the next, this is my monthly November reminder, my yearly November reminder. I can't even talk today because the voice is crazy. I'm not even thinking right. Stuff is coming. We have inflation. We have politics. We have the holidays. We have turkey. We have supply chain issues. We have everything. It's going to be a challenging year, so do the best you can. Let's stay positive, upbeat. Let's roll through this thing. I am, and you can come along for that ride if you want to. I'll be here tomorrow, too. Pump it up and get you through it. Have a good day. I'll see you then.